This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqa al-khalqa liya'buduhu wa habbaba ilayhim al-imana liyadhkuruhu wa asbagha alayhim ni'amahu zahiratan wa batinatan liyashkuruhu. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi alladhina sahibuhu wa nasaruhu ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن يمسسكم قرح فقد مس القوم قرح مثله وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس وليعلم الله الذين آمنوا ويتخذ منكم شهداء والله لا يحب الظالمين وليمحص الله الذين آمنوا ويمحق الكافرين صدق الله العظيم. In the presentation presented before me, a distinction was made between strength and the perception of strength. If I can tap onto that and say, likewise, we need to make a distinction between weakness and the perception of weakness. Weakness is a disadvantage. The perception of weakness is not a demerit. In chapter 7, Juz 8, verse 75 and 76, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a dialogue and a confrontation between the arrogant, the haughty, the proud, the elite from the tribe of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam and the weakened believers.
قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا لِمَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ أتعلمون أن صالحا مرسل من ربه قالوا إنا بما أرسل به مؤمنون قال الذين استكبروا إنا بالذي آمنتم به كافرون.
فخر الدين رازي رحمة الله عليه تفسير كبير makes an amazing point. He says Allah reference ملأ عبارة عن القوم تمتلئ القلوب من هيبتهم. Mala'un refers to people with muscle, with clout, with influence, with position, who make the shots in the world, who make noise, whose utterances has ripple effects across the airwaves and across the net and across the globe. Tamtali'ul qulubu min haybatihim. So the arrogant and the haughty, they said, now look at the deduction of Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayh. He says Allah referenced their arrogance in an active voice, meaning in a ma'roof context, not majhul. فِعْلٌ إِسْتَوْجَبُوا بِهِ أَذَّمْ فِعْلٌ إِسْتَوْجَبُوا بِهِ أَذَّمْ. So it's in a contrast of majhul, passive. With majhul, it occurs, it takes place. Not going into nahwi explanation, but just to appreciate. So Allah said these people were proud, they were arrogant, they were haughty. And in their haughtiness, they said to the believers, now the believers were not weak, ustud'ifu, they were perceived to be weak. وَكَوْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مَعْنَاهُ أَنَّ غَيْرَهُمْ يَسْتَضْعِفُهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْقِرُهُمْ وَهَذَا لَيْسَ فِعْلًا صَادِرًا عَنْهُمْ بَلْ عَنْ غَيْرِهِمْ فَهُوَ لَا يَكُونُ صِفَةَ ذَمٍّ فِي حَقِّهِمْ. You can read the write-up there in Tafsir al-Kabir. They said it to the believers who were perceived to be weak. So if you look at the language and my topic in the time that I hope I can behave, is going to be from the lenses of Quran. You will find the arrogance, the tone, the claims of dictators, of autocrats, throughout the time, same. Names change, but the language is pretty much the same. So our dear brother, Maulana Ibrahim Saab, made mention the perception that the people of Gaza are small. What did Fir'aun say?
Inna ha'ula'i lashirzimatun qaleelun. Inna ha'ula'i lashirzimatun qaleelun.
Shirzimatun means at-ta'ifatul qalila. And then qalilun comes for emphasis on it. Musa and his people, there's one small bunch of people here.
وَإِنَّهُمْ لَنَا لَغَائِضُونَ.
They driving us insane. Oh my word. Oh believer, where's your eyes?
وَإِنَّهُمْ, read it.
You know, I'm not giving you my own translation here.
وَإِنَّا لَجَمِيعٌ حَاذِرُونَ.
In Tafsir al-Uthmani, there's two explanations given of حَاذِرُونَ. They're posing a threat, so we need to take defense. We need to prepare ourselves. So the arrogant people said, what did Fir'aun say? ذَرُونِي, ذَرُونِي, ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلْيَدْعُ رَبَّهِ. Leave me alone. Back off. You know, say, تَمِعْ هَتِجَوْ. ذَرُونِي, ذَرُونِي, you got to appreciate the context. ذَرُونِي, move away, back out. أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى, I'm going for the jugular. I'm going to assassinate Musa. And he's free to call his Allah. He can do me nothing.
ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلْيَدْعُ رَبَّهِ.
Because you know what? I represent the interests of the region and the people.
إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ أَوْ أَن يُظْهِرَ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْفَسَادِ.
If I don't stop and curtail and block and limit this man, he's going to cause corruption here. So they said to the believers, and the believers were perceived to be weak, but they were not weak. 2 days ago, somebody mentioned a very amazing incident. A brother went for Fajr Salah, and after Fajr Salah, he went home, and then he had a little mishap. There was some argument that took place. His car rolled, and then when it rolled, accidentally, it hit someone else. The people came out there later in the day, not immediately after Fajr, and they rolled up their sleeves, and they got onto him, and they beat him up, and they made a pulp out of him. And they really, you know, lambasted him and hit him, and they were really nasty to him. So he said the Jamaat went to visit him and offer their, you know, empathy, sympathy, commiseration. So sorry to happen. So he said, I want to ask you people a question, man. Isn't it in the hadith, man salla subha fahuwa fi dhimmatillah? The one who performs Fajr Salah, he's in the protection of Allah. He said, yeah, you're right. So now explain to me. He said, everybody was silent. He said, of course I was in the protection of Allah. The way they hit me, by every medical definition, I ought to be dead. By every logical explanation, that strip ought to be terminated, obliterated, wiped out. In Surah Saba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُمْ, whatever you spend, فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ, Allah will replace it. In Ma'riful Quran, under the ayah is written, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that Allah has promised the replacement, ikhlaf. Allah hasn't promised a monetary replacement. Allah said, when you spend, I'll replace. وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. يُخْلِفُ. أَخْلَفَ يُخْلِفُ. Allah will replace. We generally quickly limit it to monetary replacement. Monetary replacement could be one of the many replacements, but it's not limited to that.
يُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَيَرْحَمُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُقْلَبُونَ.
In chapter 29 in Surah An-Kabut, in Madarik al-Tanzil, under this ayah it is written, Allah says He punishes whomsoever He wishes, and He has mercy on whomsoever He wishes.
يُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ بِالْحِرْسِ وَيَرْحَمُ مَن يَشَاءُ بِالْقَنَاعَةِ.
Allama Nasafi writes that He punishes whomsoever He wishes by inflicting greed on that person. And He has mercy on whomsoever He wishes by blessing that person with contentment. Victory comes in many forms. Victory comes in many forms. Ibn Asakir's narration is in Hayatul Sahaba. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said,
ما كان فتح في الإسلام أعظم من الحديبية. There was no victory in Islam greater than Hudaybiyah. The narrative is changing. The world lenses are changing. People are realizing the unthinkable is becoming a reality. Things we couldn't imagine, it's happening, it's real, it's changing. ما كان فتح أعظم في الإسلام من حديبيه. There was no greater victory that happened in Islam than حديبيه. I don't want to digress into حديبيه. ولكن الناس يومئذ قصر رأيهم عما كان بين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وربه. But people's understanding was limited to comprehend the depth between Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. والعباد يعجلون والله لا يعجل كعجلة العباد. Humans by nation are hasty. Humans are impatient, are impulsive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not hasty. Then he says, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, I seen Suhail bin Amr in Hajjatul Wada yuqarribu budnahu li Rasulillah. He's bringing his camel and modestly, respectfully presenting it before the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Nabi of Allah is sacrificing the animal. Da'al Hallaq. Then Nabi alayhi salam called the barber, shaved his blessed hair. And as the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell, I seen Suhail bin Amr taking this hair and holding it with respect and reverence. وَأَذْكُرُوا إِبَاءَهُ يَوْمَ الْحُدَيْبِيَّةِ بِأَنْ يَكْتُبْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And I'm looking at him and I'm recalling, but he was the same person who displayed the arrogance. Bukhari Sharif, first volume, Kitab al-Shurut. You can read the whole academic write-up there. When the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being written, this is Muhammad sallallahu هذا ما قضى عليه محمد رسول الله. This is an agreement. This is a contract. They said, no. If we knew you were Prophet ما صددناك عن البيت, we wouldn't have had this issue. Please omit all your fancy titles and write Muhammad the son of Abdullah. Don't write Rasulullah. إذ جعل الذين كفروا في قلوبهم الحمية حمية الجاهلية. In بيان القرآن حكيم الأمر, this was حمية الجاهلية. That is why he writes that in Surah Muhammad, Allah referenced the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name in full, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You didn't want to give it recognition in your contract. You didn't survive, your document didn't remain. The Quran remained, the name remained, until Qiyamah it will remain. وَأَذْكُرُ إِبَاءَهُ. And I'm sitting here, Abu Bakr is saying, and I'm watching. This was the same arrogant person at that time. But how things changed, how he mellowed, how he melted. So Hudaybiyah was the greatest victory. So victory comes in many forms. For a believer, it is a win-win situation. إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُ. In Uhud, when things were starting to slip away, when things were starting to slip and things change, I think there's so much that needs to be spoken about. One is, we need to deal with our own iman. There can be nothing more painful than you on the remote end of the dunya at another place losing your yaqeen, conviction and trust and hope in Allah. That would be the most painful thing that could happen. Then you've purely, totally, absolutely played into the propaganda. You've played into it perfectly well. إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُ. If you are in pain and you have sustained some injury, some difficulty, then take solace. Your opponent has also suffered, and that was in the context of Badr that had occurred before. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And these days of victory and setback, we alternate them amongst people. In Fa'ida, Hakim al-Ummah in Bayan al-Quran then goes into this in greater detail. He says that the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah has decreed the ibtila of the mukallaf till the end of time. Allah has decreed the ibtila of the mukallaf till, read the words. The ibtila of the mukallaf. You and I are mukallaf. We are tasked humans. And Allah has intended and decreed and ordained that we will go through challenges and we will be tested till the last breath. Hence, in His divine and infinite wisdom, He has adopted a measure that victory and setback. I'm not even calling it failure. I'm trying to carefully craft my words. Today you got to watch because, you know. And let me say something here, man. I don't know. Speakers are humans. Scholars are humans. The hadith gives recognition to a person to err in a state of ecstasy by saying, "Anta abdi wa ana rabbuk, akhta'a min shiddatil farah." The hadith gives recognition. Sometimes we microscopically pick up things and then we just lose our focus totally. The hadith speaks about a person who lost his conveyance and everything, and then death was becoming apparent for him, and suddenly he found everything. In that state of ecstasy, describing his euphoria and his joy and his jubilation, the Prophet ﷺ says he was so elated, ecstatic, jubilant that he said, "Ya Allah, you are my servant and I'm your Lord." The Prophet ﷺ said he erred and described his joy by his mistake. But no, not today. Oh boy, oh boy. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. We rotate it, we alternate it. Hakim al-Ummah writes there in Bayan al-Quran that if Allah had to give the believers permanent victory in this world, then there would be no ibtila. If iman meant, as soon as you're a believer, victory is given. That's it. Guaranteed, definite, absolute. Then, إِنَّ شَأْنُ نَزِّلْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ آيَةٍ فَضَلَّتْ أَعْنَاقُهُمْ لَهَا خَاضِعِينَ. Then it would be badhi, it wouldn't be nadhri. And if Allah had to adopt a system in this world, that for the believers, the test will be so intense that you will have to face setbacks all the time. Then he says, the challenge to preserve your iman for the du'afa would become too daunting. Because where's the help of Allah? Where's the help of Allah? وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةِ. So, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Sometimes, and I want to generalize because my mind, you know, I feel so much needs to be said in this year. So many things were discussed, so many angles, so many back and forth reflections. So, you know, I think we need to focus on a lot. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَيْ عِلْمَ ظُهُورٍ. And Allah wanted to make known those who were the true and the genuine ones. Put them through the test, put them through the mill, and then let their iman shine, and let that iman be a catalyst to inspire and motivate others. وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. Favor, bless, honor, and privilege with selected people from within your ranks with martyrdom. So this was now the context of the setback of Uhud. The benefits of that are being enumerated. This was the setback that has been highlighted. The context of things change, it slipped away. You know, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani says on Jabal Rumat, right? Alhamdulillah, we were there 3 weeks ago. When Abdullah bin Jubair radiallahu anhu tried to keep his comrades there, and there was misunderstanding. A Sahabi never ever disobeys the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was misunderstanding. And he uses this term, Khalid bin Walid, who was not radiallahu anhu. This is the words of Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani. Khalid bin Walid, jo uswak radiallahu anhu nahi the. Just look at the choice of words. You know, these people's words are just amazing, man. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. He writes there, "Hey Allah, بلا مبالغة بصيغة مبالغة عليم وحكيم. هي الله بلا مبالغة بصيغة مبالغة عليم وحكيم. هي الله بلا مبالغة بصيغة مبالغة عليم وحكيم. This is like inspired. I'm not going to even try and explain. Sorry. So Khalid bin Walid, radiyallahu anhu, subsequently, he came from the rear. And of course, he made inroads. And things started changing. The whole format, the whole landscape started slipping away. So Allah says that he tested some of you, tested you, and then he privileged you with martyrdom. Now, look at this. Allahu Akbar. So Allah is saying, this is the benefit, this is the reason, this is the wisdom, this is the deeper, you know, meaning to it. And Allah is enumerating the hikmat. And then there is this jumla mu'tarida, parenthetical interjection. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-zalimin wa liyumahhis Allahu alladhina amanu. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-zalimin wa liyumahhis Allahu alladhina amanu. Atf, it's continuing. I hope people are following what I'm saying. This is a city of ulum. Parenthetical interjection, jumla mu'tarida. I don't like the oppressor. And the other reason why the setback happened was to purify you. Hakim al-Ummah writes, the wisdom of this interjection was to say, don't interpret the victory of the enemy that I'm happy with him. It was a test to you, not a blessing to him. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-zalimin. Don't start wondering, hey, what's happening? Allah despises, Allah dislikes. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَا. Do not incline towards the oppressor, lest Allah grips you by punishment. One person was performing salah behind the imam. The imam read this. خَرَّ مَغْشِيًّا عَلَيْهِ. It's mentioned in Madarikul Tanzil. He fell unconscious. So someone asked him, what happened? He said, هَذَا بِمَنْ رَكَنَ إِلَى الظُّلْمِ فَكَيْفَ بِالظَّالِمِ. هَذَا بِمَنْ رَكَنَ إِلَى الظُّلْمِ فَكَيْفَ بِالظَّالِمِ. Allah says, this is the consequences of the one who inclines towards zulm. Can you imagine the zalim himself? What will Allah do with him? And how will Allah take him? So, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah despises. In Sawi is written, this is istidraj. What is istidraj? نِقَمٌ فِي سُورَةِ نِعَمٍ. نِقَمٌ, the plural of نِقْمَةٌ. نِقَمٌ فِي سُورَةِ نِعَمٍ. Affliction, punishment, torment, camouflaged in something beautiful and attractive. وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And Allah says that he tests you to purify you. Because through difficulty, purification takes place. So there, in also in Bayanul Quran, in Surah Taha, in chapter 20, when Allah sent Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam to Pharaoh, right? And then he made the dua to Allah. Allah, you open my tongue. Allah, you inspire me. Allah, you make it easy. Allah, you send my brother with me. Rid'an, ay mu'inan, yusaddiquni. You know, when the mutakallim is talking, if nobody else is listening, but somebody else in the is doing this here, you feel a sense of yusaddiquni. But if nobody is yusaddiquni, then you kind of lose your whole spirit also. Somebody needs to, you know, not the sleeping one. I've been saying recently in my talks, today to understand things, we have to use technology because that's how people relate. How often you're talking to someone, you say, oh, okay, you know what, it's on one bar, I'll talk to you later, Maf. I need to recharge it. And then you leave the person and then you go plug it in. And then 45 minutes later, you come back only to realize it's on slow charge or that it was not connected well. Now you lost the conversation and you lost the recharge. And that's a question I've been asking to my audiences. Are you sitting in this masjid? Are you on fast charge or are you on slow charge? Or you outwardly been charged or you not been charged? I kid you not. I'm serious. We sit in here. Are we on fast charge or are we on slow charge? At what level is our battery being boosted? Or are we just, you know, battery is gone. Hey, babbe, kallak my flat. وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So Allah told Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam that go, أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى. I don't even know how to translate. أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ. Musa, it's done. Approved. Confirmed. Finalized. Done. أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ. أُوتِيتَ سُؤْلَكَ. Manzoor. And Musa, we seen to you before this in so many ways. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَى أَنِ اقْذِفِيهِ فِي التَّابُوتِ فَاقْذِفِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. Okay, another thought comes to my mind. Inshallah, I'll share that. Let me share this first. Then we move on to that. So Allah told Musa alayhi salam, we did this for you, we did this for you, we did this. And Allah is enumerating all the bounties. And in the bounties, Allah said, and we tested you so much. فَتَنَّاكَ فُتُونَ. There's a whole hadith of futun. It's in Nasai. I'm not going into that. See, Bayan al-Quran, what's written here. فَتَنَّاكَ. So Allah said, we favored you like this. We did this, we did this, we did this. And while counting the favors, Allah said, we tested you as a favor. Hakim al-Ummah writes, because test is a source of akhlaq-e fadila. Refined character. Refined character. I've been harping on this in many of my recent talks as well, marriage-related, parent-related. I said, I come from a generation, and those elder than me all the more. When we got married 30-odd years ago, you got married, there was no house, there was no home. But there was values, how to shape a home, and there was values how to be frugal and economical and to save and build a house. And with those values, you put penny aside. You know, it's not only about being 50-50, it's about being thrifty-thrifty. And you have been thrifty and frugal. Yeah, you save this year, then you change one tire of your car. Then you change this. That's how you build a house, and then you shape the home. Today, my children and your children are getting married with a furnished house, but they lack the values of making a home. So brick by brick, they're demolishing the built house. Today, my children, I'm not even talking of anybody else. Before he gets married, you as a parent have to make sure everything is done. But you know when I married your mother. That is why in one word I say, if there's anything that separates us from our children and the students of today from us, we love our parents love us. We love our children love us. Wallah, we fear our parents. Our children don't fear us. Wallah, we fear our parents. By Allah, our children don't fear us. You couldn't sleep knowing Ma was angry. Allah's Qasam, you couldn't sleep knowing your Ustad was angry. You see how they talk today, man. Adab is out. You come into Azadwell, I want to meet you. Sorry, who are you? I'm a second year student. Oh, okay. We must wait for you. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. So, Allah told Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam, we tested you, and in that akhlaq was made. In that reform. Now, you see in Allama Nasafi what he writes, that in Uhud, Allahu Akbar, You look at the footage that comes out, right? I mean, I just process my own life and just look at the weakness and how dependent you've become and how all these comforts paralyze you. How these comforts paralyze you. I mean, Allah allowed me to go to India and study last year, and Allah bless my ustad there for, you know, accommodating me. And throughout the year, I'm trying to sit in tashawud, you know, and I'm just not getting by. And he said, "Nee, aap aaram se baithiye, aap aaram se baithiye." And I'm saying, nee, mujhe khud afsos ho raha hai, but I'm just not getting there, which I knew I could do, but a 30-year gap, and unfortunately, you just couldn't get back into it. So Allah says to the Sahaba in Uhud, you went through a lot. You were tested. إِذْ تُسْعِدُونَ. Oh my word. Look at how Allah sketches it. When you see what's playing out, and if you read Quran, your hearts will burst, my brother. إِذْ تُسْعِدُونَ وَلَا تَلْوُونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ فِي أُخْرَاكُمْ فَأَثَابَكُمْ غَمًّا بِغَمٍ. There's two tafsir. I'm just going into one because time is short. فَأَثَابَكُمْ غَمًّا مُضَاعَفًا لِتَتَمَرَّنُوا عَلَى تَجَرُّعِ الْغُمُومِ فَلَا تَحْزَنُوا فِيمَا بَعْدُ عَلَى فَائِتٍ مِّنَ الْفَوَائِدِ. We tested you. So many were martyred. Nabi alayhi salam's blessed tooth, the rumor of the assassination of Nabi alayhi salam, Sayyidina Hamza, so that you can adapt to great circumstances and challenges. So you become so strong and resilient that going forward in life, nothing paralyzes you. فَأَثَابَكُمْ غَمًّا بِغَمٍ أَيْ غَمًّا مُضَاعَفًا لِتَتَمَرَّنُوا عَلَى تَجَرُّعِ الْغُمُومِ فَلَا تَحْزَنُوا فِيمَا بَعْدُ عَلَى فَائِتٍ مِّنَ الْفَوَائِدِ. So you could see people, man, a man going to register his children's birth certificate, two orphans, and he comes back and both are gone. And then to say, Hasbunallah. You know, we spoke about Pharaoh, he killed the children. We didn't understand what killing children was. And in fact, maybe we still don't know. But suddenly there is more context to that. We heard Fir'aun, كَانَ يُعَامِلُهُمْ مُعَامَلَةَ الْحَمِيرِ وَالدَّوَابِ لَا يُعْطِيهَا إِلَّا قُوتَ يَوْمِهَا. Read Qasas. Human animals. كَانَ يُعَامِلُهُمْ مُعَامَلَةَ الْحَمِيرِ وَالدَّوَابِ. That's the exact words. لَا يُعْطِيهَا إِلَّا قُوتَ يَوْمِهَا. And then of course, you got to play the game to say that, you know what, we humane, we caring, we helpful, we accommodating. I mean, just think, every time people were evacuated, I know when I get a doctor, and may Allah bless the doctors that are very kind, and I need to bring them home to attend to my mom, I got to tell my mother from 3 days before, ma bedara pachi doctor au hai inshallah. Dikra kiklawa je au hai? Alright, nai. Timaroste boho vera ke wai. I got to prepare her up to say the doctor is coming, or Papa, we need to go for this appointment 3 days before, give the staff the reminder. Old people are being evicted and evacuated. Think of it. So what did Pharaoh say? He told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you know what you did? Who are you to tell me? And by the way, I brought you up. وفعلت فعلتك التي فعلت وأنت من الكافرين. So علامة أبو الحسن الندوي, the way he sketches it is just amazing. He says, عملت قومي معاملة الحمير والدواب وكنت تزجرهم زجر الكلاب وكنت تسومهم سوء العذاب فأي فضل لك إذا كفلت طفلا منهم وذلك أيضا عن جهل وخطأ. وتلك نعمة تمنها علي أن عبدت بني إسرائيل. You oppress, subjugate, torture, and maim my entire nation. By default, you take care of me. And then you want credit and recognition for the fact that you supposedly raised me. Like, are you real? I was sitting 3 days ago and Allah put this thought in my mind. You know, sometimes you sit in and just, I don't know, you have your own moments and different nusus or texts, you know, run through your mind. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, it's mentioned about him when he used to sit in seclusion. كَانَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّهُ وَيُخَاطِبُ نَفْسَهُ كَانَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّهُ. So he used to sit and then كَانَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّهُ, he used to rotate his palm. Dharar ibn Dhamra al-Kinani, when he makes the whole description of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu in that, كَانَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّهُ, in his khalwa, in his seclusion, in his isolation, he used to do this, yeah. يُقَلِّبُ, rotate his palm, وَيُخَاطِبُ نَفْسَهُ, he used to talk to himself. So Allah put this thought in my mind, you know, the fuqaha, may Allah preserve them, may Allah reward them, they are so careful in their words. For example, when they talk of the qada salah, so the jurists say, and it's mentioned in the Hashya of Nurul Ida, they say babu qada il fawaid. They don't say babu qada il matrukat. They say the qada of prayers that you missed. They don't ever say the qada of prayers that you omitted. Because they say we can't imagine a believer to omit a prayer. So fa'it, fawa'it, chutig you. You missed out. Whereas matrukat means omitted, neglected, not performed. So they don't say babu qada'il matrukat. They'll give you the whole thing, babu qada'il fawa'it. So the fuqaha, they say, yajibu qat'u salati idha staghatha bil musalli malhoof. If you are in prayer and a person in distress, in panic, in a crisis, he screams out. So there is a difference between istighatha and nida. Nida is different, istighatha is different. Just that you, nida is calling, right? Huzaifa radiallahu anhu said, before Qiyamah, none will be rescued illa man yad'u ka du'a il ghariq. But the person who makes dua to Allah like a drowning person. And a person who's drowning, he's not like, are there any lifesavers available? I think I've swallowed some water, yeah. Please, can you? No. He's screaming frantically. He's yelling. You might be making dua, but are we making the dua of a ghariq? I'm crying for my children. You crying for your children. We crying for the ummah. But is that cry the dua of ghariq? Person who's drowning. You know, it's crying till his lungs can talk. And when his lungs cannot talk, he'll still be talking from within himself. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. إِلَّا مَنْ يَدْعُوكَ دُعَاءِ الْغَرِيقِ. So the fuqaha say, يَجِبُ قَطْعُ الصَّلَاةِ إِذَا اسْتَغَاثَ مَلْهُوف. If a person who is malhoof, كَمَا لَوْ تَعَلَّقَ بِهِ ظَالِمٌ أَوْ وَقَعَ فِي مَاءٍ أَوْ صَالَ عَلَيْهِ حَيْوَانٌ. These are the different explanations. You get to the masjid and someone is screaming frantically. Either he's been hijacked, he's been attacked, or a dog is on him, or he fell in water, and his brothers, can you help? And you can hear that panic. It becomes wajib for you to break your salah. My brother, by Allah, in whose control is my life, the voices from Gaza is not a nida. Allah's qasam, it's an istighatha. My brother, Allah is listening and Allah is watching. La bi nida'i ahadi abawayhi. I don't want to go into what Tahawi has written in that. A call of you in prayer, salah, if it's faraz, nafal, there's a whole explanation. Sulaiman, Yusuf, that's a call, that's nida. Sulaiman, Yusuf, It's not a call. It's not a nida. It's an istighatha. The fuqaha say when a person in panic is calling, it becomes wajib for you to break your salah. I'm saying, what 1 year screaming and yelling in desperation, is it not about time to end our haram? Is it not about time to put all our recreational activities on hold momentarily? There's an istighatha taking place. It's not a nida. You know the sad reality? The enemy won in dividing us properly. Tum haat bandne aur haat chorne ke bahas mein lage raho aur dushman tumhare haat kaatne ki saazish mein lage hai. Tum haat bandne aur haat chorne ke bahas mein lage raho. Mat karo rafe yadain par itni bahas musalmano. Namaz to unki bhi ho jati hai jinke haat nahi hote. Mat karo rafe yadain par itni bahas musalmano. All your energy on the juristic differences. Should the hands be tied or irsal? While the enemy is in ambush plotting to sever your hand. خوف ہوتا ہے شیطان کو بھی آج کے مسلمان کو دیکھ کر نماز پڑھتا ہے تو بھی مسجد کا نام دیکھ کر خوف ہوتا ہے شیطان کو بھی آج کے مسلمان کو دیکھ کر نماز پڑھتا ہے تو بھی مسجد کا نام دیکھ کر So the enemy has divided us properly, preoccupied us in our own spaces. Leave alone nida, we can't even hear istighatha. We can't. We deaf because we caught up. Musalma ke har firqe ne ek dusre ko kafir kaha hai. Ek kafir hi hai jisne hum sabko musalma kaha hai. Our internal divisions and everyone been preoccupied by his own issue has systematically kept us away from the crisis, the plea, the scream, the yell. I mean, you see what the cries are happening. It's supposed to be the ummah on one page. I don't want to go into academics, but maybe I must just say this. Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi in Jawahir al-Fiqh. There is Wahdat Ummat, a lecture of his that he gave in 1965 in Karachi, and then it's translated in Arabic as well. And in that, he writes one quotation of one part of that lecture. He speaks of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, Rahmatullah Alayh. Maybe I'll just quote the Arabic quickly and move on. He says, "Inna al-masail al-khilafiyyat al-ijtihadiyya al-lati nakhudu ghimaraha wa nasrifu al-quwa fil kashf anha." لا يكشف عن الخطأ فيها في المحشر أيضا فإن الله تعالى لما لم يحرم المجتهد المخطئ من أجر واحد في الدنيا بل ستر عنه فكيف يرجى منه جل وعلا فكيف يرجى منه جل وعلا أن يفضحه بإعلان خطئه يوم المحشر كيف وقد قال الله تعالى في داود وسليمان وداود وسليمان إذ يحكمان في الحرث إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين ففهمناها سليمان فخص الله سليمان بالفهم وإصابة الرأي وأثنى عليهما بالحكم والعلم So the ummah, my message that I want to speak on is there is an istighatha from Gaza. And if you're working in your local community, by Allah, there's an istighatha at every second door. A day don't go in my life where I don't get 1,000 istighathas. But if we're working together, then we'll hear this istighatha. There's istighatha every day. Someone's on drug, someone's on abuse, someone's marriage is breaking up, somebody needs this here.
فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ
Chapter 2, Juz 3, verse 52. When Isa alayhi salam seen, these people are just going louder into the kufr.
تَحَقَّقَ كُفْرُهُمْ عِنْدَهُ تَحَقُّقَ مَا يُدْرَكُ بِالْحَوَاسِ
He sensed, he realized, Isa alayhi salam was the Nabi of Allah. He realized. He said, Man Ansari, I need help. I need help.
Man Ansari ilallah. Ay multaji'an ilallah. Man illadhina yudhifuna anfusahum ilallah ta'ala fi nasri.
Who's going to come out and offer themselves to help me in my cause? Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani says when Nabi alayhi salam asked the Sahaba to help, he says it so beautifully. He said the Ansar helped to such an extent ke inka naam par gaya madadgar.
Madad itni ki ke naam par gaya madadgar.
Wow.
They helped so much that their names became helpers. قال الحواريون
You can't sit idle and I can't sit idle. You can't sit lame and I cannot sit lame. And if you cannot help and you cannot do, the Quran says there's only one way how you have to behave if you cannot help anyone.
ولا على الذين إذا ما أتوك لتحملهم قلت لا أجد ما أحملكم عليه تولوا وأعينهم تفيض من الدمع حزنا ألا يجدوا ما ينفقون.
The Quran says if you cannot help, then there's no ilzam, there's no reproach on those who come to you in Tabuk when there was Nafir-i-Am. And they said, O Nabi of Allah, we want to join. And you say, sorry, I don't have surplus to give you. Then they turn and they drop and they sob. And they sob and they say, Ya Allah, I don't have anything to do to help. If you're not in a position of helping, you need to be in sobbing mode, regretting that you cannot help. But I can't see any other space. I tweeted the other day, and let me say it again. Beware of fire stokers in the form of firefighters. They are hell-bent to only keep the fire raging. Beware of fire stokers in the form of firefighters. Hell-bent, the pun intended. They are hell-bent to keep the fire raging. Anybody coming with water, welcome him. It's a guttering fire. There's just screams of istighatha everywhere. There's screams every day people are calling. MashaAllah, there's been so many organizations throughout the year that have contacted me. And people are sending funds. GoFundMe. I know of so many individuals. I know of a particular individual who has opted not to have their preference dessert and milkshake for this entire year. And every time they had the craving, they put that money together and sent it through GoFundMe. Allahu Akbar. So the cries are there. من أنصاري إلى الله
قال الحواريون
حواري الرجل خصته من الحور وهو البياض الخالص حواريون the disciples حواري means purity, cleanliness, brightness سمي أصحاب عيسى لنقاء سريرتهم وصفاء نيتهم The disciples of Isa alayhi salam was known as Hawari because their intentions were clean, pure. من أنصاري إلى الله، كأنه عليه السلام طلب منهم أن ينصروه لله لا لغرض آخر. Yeah, that's another thing we need. But who's going to help me? For Allah. For Allah. For Allah. Not for anything else. Hakim al-Umma writes in Bayan al-Quran, فِيهِ مَسْأَلَتَانِ. We learn from this ayah two things. جَوَازُ الْإِسْتِنْصَارِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الدِّينِ لِلدِّينِ وَأَنَّهُ لَا يُنَافِي التَّوَكُّلِ. جَوَازُ الْإِسْتِنْصَارِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الدِّينِ لِلدِّينِ. It's perfectly fine to take people and say, I need help from you. And this is not against tawakkul. You know, like I told you a little earlier, and let me say this again, because there's a lot of things that are being projected as deen, but they're not deen. You know, sometimes you say, oh, my head is splitting. Never say that, brother. Okay, my head is excellent. Allah matu fatech. Never say that. Yo, yeah, it's hot. Yeah. Hajj, mashallah, except, hey, I'm tired. But never say that. Where you got this from? Atina ghada'ana laqad laqina min safarina hadha nasaba. Dalla ala anna idhar al-hal min at-ta'bi wal-nasab la yunafil kamal. Hakim ul-Umma writes in Bayan al-Quran in Masail al-Suluk. To say I'm tired, I'm exhausted, it's got nothing to do contrary to nobility and piety. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith in Bukhari, he came home from Jannatul Baqi, and then Aisha radiallahu anha said, Wa ra'asa, oh my head is paining. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Bal ana wa ra'asa. Aisha, my head is paining. Fihi mashru'iyyatu shakwa, wa annahu la yunafi ar-rada bil-qada. This is the recognition and the establishment of the justification of the expression of a reality, and it's not contrary to the station of accepting the decree of Allah. My point is not this point. My point is we need to be very, very careful what is being offered and told. Often things have been said and Islam is put in the wrong context. Now he's an old person, his back is paining. Let his back pain. Complain to Allah, don't complain about Allah. لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله. دل تقييد القاعدين بغير أولي الضرر على أن مجاهدة الضعيف غير مجاهدة القوي، والمجاهدة الضعيفة تنفع الضعيف ما ينفع القوي المجاهدة القوية. So فيه جواز الاستنصار من أهل الدين للدين. To ask for help. And the whole ummah is asking for help. And it's not against the tawakkul. Allah told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is sufficient for you and the believers are sufficient for you. Allah is sufficient. Why did Allah say in the believers? And I'm saying Allah is sufficient for the people of Gaza. Are the believers sufficient for them? Ya ayyuha an-nabiy hasbuka Allah wa man ittaba'aka min al-mu'minin. هو الذي أيدك بنصره وبالمؤمنين. Why وبالمؤمنين? Because this deen was based on mutual cooperation. But the enemy has fragmented us nicely. So we can't hear nida and istighatha of anyone. Constant condemnation of others breed self-exoneration. Constant condemning. He's wrong, she's wrong, they wrong. So, tame. Constant condemnation of everyone breeds self-exoneration. So to ask help is permissible. And then the second thing, وَأَنَّ الْمُعَامَلَةَ مَعَ أَهْلِ اللَّهِ كَالْمُعَامَلَةِ مَعَ اللَّهِ. To help the friends of Allah is like offering the help to Allah. Of course, Allah is independent. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. وأن المعاملة مع أهل الله كالمعاملة مع الله. You are helping the friend of Allah, you are contracting to Allah. الظاهر أن يقولوا نحن أنصارك إلى الله. But they didn't say that. They said نحن أنصار الله. This is the second استدلال حكيم الأمة makes. When they said who's helping us? They didn't say we are your helpers to Allah. I said we are the helpers of Allah. This ummah was designed, my brother, my sister, to help. Go out. My message today is just don't sit. Just don't sit. In your neighborhood, around you, there's a cry, there's a call, there's a pain. Sometimes there are people who need help more than those that are screaming for help.
يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا وما تنفقوا من خير فإن الله به عليم.
They are so restrained in their habits that you will perceive them to be wealthy. Now you must see Allama Alusi Baghdadi and that how they write that the definition of faqr can also fit on a person who has clothing, who looks well attired, who looks well dressed. But the Quran says they are poor, they don't ask. They give off the image of wealth because they restrain themselves, but they are desperate. But that's if you can hear, you will hear. Our ears are super sensitive to the beep of the phone. We hear it even when it doesn't beep. Yani itna hassas. Our ears are super sensitive. Even when it don't beep, it beeps. And the istighatha of the ummah, we cannot hear anything. Ya Allah. You know, I mentioned this, yeah, my papa. One day his hearing, he was having a bit difficulty. So he said, bhai, taro koi dost che audiologist bhai mane le jai. I said, ji papa. So anyway, got an appointment, took papa there. Then, now these things are quite sleek and remote and Bluetooth. And, you know, it's quite advanced and everything. So he said, you know, who boucher? I said, no, Papa, don't worry about this. Anyway, he insisted, what's the price? So I told him. He said, Tara dost ne ke inu bau hamri ne mara kaan hambarta te gya. Je ni hambratu utute bhi hambratu te gyo. He said, tell your friend when I heard the price, even my ears can hear now, bhai. I said, okay, Papa, whatever you say. Oh, how many parents are making istighatha? Oh my children, don't have regrets. Again, I quote the advice of my papa. He said it to us so many times. He said, my children, the day you lose your parents, you forget the moments they hurt you. And the moments you hurt them will haunt you till your qabar. You know, Papa is unfair to me. My mother, yeah, my brother's grandchildren, they love. Mine, they don't see nice. My wife, they snub. He's unfair. He's like this. All your issues and your gripes and your stupidity and your naivety, all your issues. The day you bury your parents, you forget all the moments they hurt you. And the moments you hurt them will haunt you till your qabar. My message is don't sit idle. Man Ansari is the announcement of the day. Man Ansari is reverberating through the corridors of this ummah. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was in the jail and the inmates had the dream. Chapter 12, Juz 12, verse 36. نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Oh Yusuf, you're such a kind man. Help us out, man. You're a good man, man. You're a good man. May Allah make us that people can see us as good people, man. There's this quote of mine, I've mentioned it in many of my talks. I said that today the world focuses more on aesthetics than character. So, hey, I'm getting married. No, I'm not. Yeah. But what I mean, like, so hey, I'm going to the orthodontist. I need to get it straight. A straight jaw will get you married, but straight speech will keep you married. We focus more on a straight jaw, not straight speech. The whole focus is aesthetics. The jaw must be straight. The jaw line, the look. You know, in the horse, they talk of the dish of the nose and the horse. Now, when I was in India, in Surat, I gave a talk and I said, it could be only the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole world today, you're spending hours at the beauty parlor. Who could take you from a mirror into character other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A mirror. Take a mirror and apply your mind and say, like, okay, from a mirror, let's see how we can create a link to character here. Who can do that? Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi. فَحَسِّنْ خُلُقِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ This is Jami'ul Kalim. These are the words of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. I mean, I often reflect over the words of Nabi عليه السلام. You go to the loo. You relieve yourself. You get comfort. You say غُفْرَانَك. There's a whole academic write-up. Why are you asking غُفْرَانَك? Natlub, why are you asking Allah for forgiveness? Well, now today you need to actually because of the things that happen in the loo. I mean, you still need to read the dua. Don't get me wrong. But the question is, principally in the hadith we've been taught, the guy says, hey man, I'm having a problem here. What's wrong? I don't have Wi-Fi in my toilet. So there's a whole explanation to why we ask forgiveness. Natlubu ghufranak. Now, ask yourself, try, run your mind. You went to pass water. You perhaps needed to release flatulence, pass wind, release gas. You needed to pass stool. What would be an appropriate dua that would be encompassing to all? It could only be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhhaba anni al-adha. Wa wa wa. Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhhaba anni al-adha. Adha. La ilaha illallah. All praise belongs to Allah who has removed discomfort from my body. Who's removed discomfort wa'afani, and he's relaxed me. He's given so much comfort. So you look at the mirror and the Prophet teaches us, Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi. And then the ulama say, the asrar of this tashbih baligh. There's 10 things written. I don't want to go into that. Like Nabi Sallallahu said, al-mu'minu mir'atu al-mu'min. A believer is a mirror to a believer. Innal mir'ata la tattali'u illa ala al-zahir. Fala sabila laha ila al-batin. هكذا أخوك المؤمن يعامله بظاهره ولا يطعن الخوض في باطنه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you're a mirror to a believer. He didn't say you're an X-ray. Be mirrors, my brothers. Don't be X-rays. The Nabi of Allah said, you're a mirror. A mirror shows the external. A mirror doesn't go internal and say, no, you know what? I think there's internal bleeding here. The enemy, وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ضَنَّهُ وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ضَنَّهُ فَاتَّبَعُوهُ إِلَّا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Quran tells us everything, but we're not reading. So Yusuf alayhi salam was in the jail. Inshallah, I will start hoping to end shortly. I don't know, Allah knows my heart cries so much. My heart cries so much, my Allah. You see this one side, the janazas of just, you know what, atfalun rudda, atfalun rudda, just nursing babies. And then on the other side, in our own communities, there are wars that are going on when this is where the ummah is bleeding. So Yusuf alayhi salam was in the jail. They said to him, "Inna naraka min al-muhsinin." You're a good man. You're a good man. And when he was on the throne, and they didn't know it was their brother, and they said, "Can you take somebody else in place of this person?" فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانَهُ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّ الْمُحْسِنِ لَا يُغَيِّرُهُ الْمَنَاسِبِ. A person who's muhsin, who's kareem, whether he's in a jail or he's on a throne, he will behave with respect and dignity. His character won't change. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr, it's in Hayat al-Sahaba, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa, so one girl said in the neighborhood, "Al-an la tuhlabu lana manaihu darina." Now he won't milk our goats. He's Amirul Mu'mineen. "Al-an la tuhlabu lana manaihu darina." So Abu Bakr said, "What did you say, my daughter?" He said, "No, I said you." He said, I hope from Allah that this position of Khilafah must not alter my relationship with the masses in any way." Hence Umar radiallahu anhu said to Abu Bakr, "You tired me before I entered office. At'abta man ba'dak. At'abta man ba'dak. I'm tired before I start." What was the legacy? Allama Nawawi said it's the duty of ulama, "Ay yusakkin an-nas 'inda al-fitan," to give direction. And I hope, and I ask, and I beg, and it's the du'as of my parents. My mom, even now when I was coming, she said, "Boy, phone me when you're home, but I'm making du'a. Allah inspire your tongue to say words that will guide the ummah." So I hope what I'm saying is something that gives me a sense of direction. And I hope you can set your coordinates again right. Sometimes you're just losing signal and you need to refresh and reboot so that you get direction. There's istighatha in the whole ummah. Help. Our message is go out and help. Come with any quantity of water and try and extinguish the guttering fire. But for Allah's sake, don't come with half a match also. Don't come with a matchbox or with half a match. Come with any quantity of water. We won't challenge you. Just come, join along and see how we can help and respond to the istighatha. So they asked Yusuf alayhi salam for an interpretation. Yusuf alayhi salam graciously did the thing. He gave the interpretation and he was euphemistic because one was, they were under investigation, accused of poisoning the king's food. So one was going to be implicated and one was going to be acquitted. So he said to them, and this is mentioned in Ibn Kathir, he adopted the euphemism. He said, "أَمَّا أَحَدُكُمَا فَيَسْقِي رَبَّهُ خَمْرًا وَأَمَّا الْآخَرْ فَيُصْلَبُ فَتَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِرْ." Listen, one of you will be acquitted and he'll be reinstated as the wine bearer. The other one, yeah, it's looking like, you know what, he'll be crucified. So, just to be gentle, polite, euphemistic, sensitive to that one, he didn't go direct on to him and say, "You know what, count your days, it's over." And we learn from this communication, and I've said it in many of my medical talks as well, when I speak to, you know, in medical settings. Of course, you know what, you need to be frank, you need to be candid, you need to be transparent, you need to divulge information. But you can be gentle. You can be, the family is traumatized. You can choose your words carefully in the manner in which you say it. Understanding they waiting, they are on the edge, they don't know what to assume. They just elevate in hope, but very cautiously. So choose your words wisely. Choose your words wisely. So he said, "Amma." And then he quietly said to the one who was going to be reinstated, "Udhkurni inda rabbik." Listen, you asked me for help. I helped you. Now I'm asking you for a favor. When you're going to the king there, whisper to him, there's an innocent man languishing in the jail who's just sitting there. How many people are sitting? Huh? I mean, you try and ask yourself, "Ya Allah, what a world, a year has passed and the debate still continues if by dictionary definition is this genocide or not?" Like you don't even know, like, how do you process this, my Allah? Are we still stuck here? لا يطمع القوي في باطله. سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه, it comes, لا يطمع القوي في باطله ولا ييأس الضعيف من عدله. In the court of Ali, a tyrant, a dictator, never could intimidate his way through his muscle, nor did a meek and a weak and a humble and a feeble and a passive person fear that because I can't express myself, I won't get justice. That's the world today. وعزني في الخطاب. وعزني في الخطاب. When the two litigants came to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam and they presented the case, he said, he's taken 99 and he can dominated me in speech. He can present himself. فيه, Hakim al-Umma writes in Bayan al-Qur'an, my message is, man ansari, help, go out. I'm going to mention one, two things, and there was another whole incident, but I think a lot has been said. فيه أن الاستعانة بالعباد خصوصا من أحسن إليه منهم في كشف الشدائد مما لا بأس به لأنه نوع من الأسباب المشروعة ولا يكون هذا طلبا للصلة وإنما تورث الصلة المحبة والمحبة تسوغ الاستعانة. He says to ask help from someone when you are in need. This is part of the network of Islam. This is part of the network of Islam. Somebody who you did a favor to, tomorrow you need a favor from him. This will not constitute asking mukafa'a or asking compensation for your kindness. وَلَا يَكُونُ هَذَا طَلَبًا لِلصِّلَةِ مِمَّنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَيْهِ وَإِنَّمَا تُورِثُ الصِّلَةُ الْمَحَبَّةِ وَالْمَحَبَّةُ تَسُوغُ الْإِسْتِعَانَةِ. This creates a sense of muhabba. This is also an academic point, but I'll share it. Again, my point that I'm trying to say is, the ummah needs to network. The fuqaha have said, break in your salah. I'm saying we need to break our other activities. We need to ask ourselves serious and tough questions. Can I still carry on with this holiday? Can I still carry on with this function here? Can I still do this here? Can I not scale down when this is the crisis? Look at the deductions, the sense of network. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has created man from water, from fluid. Then he's privileged him with a lineage. And he's extended that favor with in-laws. And Allah says this in the maqam of imtinan as a favor. Did you ever hear anybody speak of in-laws as a ni'mat?
وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا.
Best case scenario, you'll say, you know what? They're not a curse. Right? There was one good travel agent, may Allah have mercy on him, Hafiz Ibrahim. What a good person. 20 years, he was my good travel agent. I said, Hafiz Ab, two people nobody makes dua for. A landlord and a travel agent. In my understanding, that's just my own thing. You can differ with me. This is my own thinking and tajziah, and that is nothing cast in stone. But this is what I generally, most case, best case, you won't curse him. But you make dua for a travel agent? You make dua for a landlord? No. But wallah, you're such a person. And he was a travel agent for many ulama. And because my interaction with him was every time in Safar. So he was always getting the duas of Musafiri. In fact, Muhammad Bhai would know, Dr. Sab had initially introduced me to him, Hafiz Ibrahim, may Allah have mercy on his soul, rahimahullah. Allah says he has made, blessed you with a lineage and blessed you with ties from marriage as a bounty. The ulama say the reason for that is to extend the network of mutual assistance. Madare Mu'awanat. This is mentioned in Bayan al-Quran. Madare Mu'awanat. Now listen to this here. It's a bit deep, but ulama will pick it up, but I'll simplify it. My point I'm driving is, there's a lot happening. Understand the bigger thing. We talk of fiqhul aqalliyat.
In fact, now I was there again by my ustad and I asked him one question. He said, aisa maloom hota hai, aap fiqhul aqalliyat ka mutala karte hai, lekin fiqhul awlawiyat ka mutala nahi karte. And I said, exactly. We talk of fiqhul haja, fiqhul aqalliyat, but fiqhul awlawiyat. Fiqhul awlawiyat is understanding what takes priority and precedence at the moment. This is important, that is important. But between the two, what is more important at the time? Are we understanding that? What is fiqhul awlawiyat in the ummah? So Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you can marry your cousins. Like everyone can marry their cousins. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could only marry his cousins if they made hijrat.
Inna ahlalna laka azwajaka allati atayta ujurahunna wa ma malakat yaminuk mimma afaa Allahu alayk wa banati ammik wa banati ammatik wa banati khalik wa banati khalatik allati hajarna ma'ak.
So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam couldn't marry a cousin who didn't make hijrah. And hajarna ma'ak means ishtirak fil hijrah. Ma'iyyat is not necessary. That means they have to be muhajirat. They don't have to be with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ummuhani is not permissible for me. The daughter of Abu Talib, she was from the Tulaqa. Now the ulama ask a question here. The Ahlul Lugha. And this is the beauty of Quran. That when Allah spoke about the aunts of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, maternal and paternal, Allah referenced them in plural. But when Allah spoke of the uncles of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, maternal and paternal, Allah referenced them in singular. What's the hikmat of that? You know, our mind is in everything. When your mind is in it, then you say, no, okay, now carry on with the ayat. What carry on with the ayat? You go, what you do now, I mean, to car detail. Oh, what's car detail? Oh, no, not a wash, detail. You know, generally you go to a function, you'll see when your wife tells you how the deco was that side, and you say, you think you went to two functions. That few times when my wife's been with me, so because of your platinum in the Dubai, so you go into the first class lounge. So she say, you didn't tell me about the chandelier? You didn't tell. I said, no. Normally when I come, I use the other lounge. Where do I have time to see this? But whatever you see will stand out. These people who look into Quran, wallah, everything stands out. Kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada, kunu qawwamina billahi. One place is taqdeem of lillah, the other place is ta'khir. You must see the 6 pages written on that. I was in Canada, one person gave me a kitab on Islamic economics. The whole principle, model of Islamic economics, he based it on this here. تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَ سِنِينَ دَأَبَ فَمَا حَصَدْتُمْ فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُنْبُلِهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبْعٌ شِدَادٌ يَأْكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُنَّ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تُحْسِنُونَ ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ يُغَاثُ النَّاسُ فِيهِ وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ. Whole Islamic economic model. When Sayyidina Yusuf gave, Ta'bir, Tadbir, Tabshir. If you read Quran, you won't be despondent. And if you read news, you'll never be hopeful. If you read Quran, despondency will never grip you. And if you don't read Quran, then optimism will never come your way.
وهو الذي ينزل الغيث من بعد ما قنطوا وينشر رحمته وهو الولي الحميد حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا جاءهم نصرنا فنجي من نشاء ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين وَإِن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا نَحْنُ مُهْلِكُوهَا قَبْلَ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُوهَا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا كَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَسْطُورًا وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَى وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ وَكَأَيٍّ مِّن قَرْيَةٍ عَتَتْ عن أمر ربها ورسله فحاسبناها حسابا شديدا وعذبناها عذابا نكرا فذاقت وبال أمرها وكان عاقبة أمرها خسرا فكلا أخذنا بذنبه فمنهم من أرسلنا عليه حاصبا ومنهم من أخذته الصيحة ومنهم من خسفنا به الأرض ومنهم من أغرقنا وما كان الله ليظلمهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون ثم إن عاقبة الذين أساءوا السوء. The Quran is replete.
What may we read in?
Every ayat that Allah is saying in the end, how we gripped, how we seized, how we dismantled their tyranny, their oppression.
هل تحس منهم من أحد أو تسمع لهم ركزا.
Oh my Allah.
Can you even hear them make a whisper today? الصوت الخفي. Those who are screaming,
we will take over, we will rule, we will change, we will be. Allah says, today, can you even hear them make a murmur? هل تحس منهم من أحد أو تسمع لهم ركزا كأنهم أعجاز نخل خاوية كأنهم أعجاز نخل خاوية. They like dead hollow palms that have just fallen, collapsed. كعصف مأكول. In simple language, عصف مأكول, you know when you go to a dastarkhan, before you eat, how it looks, and after they ate and left, asfim ma'akul. It's like, wait, what happened here? Wiped out. Kahashim al muhtadir. Wow. Kahashim al muhtadir. These are the different ta'birat of the Quran. Yeah, so, what was I saying? Tell me. Barakallahu fikum. He was waiting for that answer. That's why he knows it. I think we'll call it off on that, inshallah. So the inner eye, the deeper eye, Allah referenced the uncles of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a singular form. And Allah referenced the aunts, maternal and paternal, Nabi alayhi salam's father and Nabi alayhi salam's walida side, in a plural form. في إفراد العم وجمع الخالات نكات والله أعلم بلطائف كلامه المودع في كتابه. The reality is only Allah knows, because it's وراء الوراء. However, scholars from what? This is mentioned in Bayan al-Quran under Balagha. He says, Hakim al-Ummah is mentioned three. I'm going to share one just so that we can move on and drive the same point. Collectivity, networking, extended family. من فوائد النكاح التناصر بالأصهار والتناصر إنما يكون بالرجال وهو يجعل المتعدد كالواحد فلهذا أفرد الذكور دون الإناث. One of the objectives of marriage is that you extend your network of assistance to the new recruit in the family. Our most thing is, hey, you must bring him on the family group now. Yeah. Hey, we have a mullah group. Right? Everybody has their, you know, different, there's this group, and then there's a brother group, and sibling group, and parent group, and children group, and whatever it is. So the most we do, we bring them onto the group. من فوائد النكاح التناصر بالأصغار. The objective of marriage is to help each other. Someone new got married. We know that there's my nephew, his brother is late. Come in, I pray. Let's just eat, man. We need to talk about them got married. We can't let them live there, man. We got to move them up here. I think we can buy them a car. We can get a better place. Come, boys, we need to talk this eat. Next week, we're going golfing, or we're going cycling, we're going fishing. We need to talk about this here. This is happening here. The old folks, that was it. One man,
But he was looking after so many families. There was no sense of selfishness. It was taking care of everyone. Sometimes a person just needs some breathing space. He's just living end to mouth. He just needs a little breathing space. He's making his istighatha also. I'm not shifting focus from Gaza. I'm saying the ummah is making his istighatha. Stop your internal differences. I'm not telling you break your salah. I'm saying break your haram and your recreational things and respond to the istighatha. Min fawaid al-nikah at-tanasur bil ashar. والتناصر إنما يكون بالرجال. And this is the role that men need to play. Financially, to assist, to empower, to take someone out, to give him a leap, to give him a head start. Listen, here's a head start. Payable when able.
وليخشى الذين لو تركوا من خلفهم ذرية ضعافا خافوا عليهم فليتقوا الله وليقولوا قولا سديدا. هذا أصل عظيم من باب الأخلاق أنه لا يرضى لنفسه ما لا يرضى لغيره.
Allah says, if your eyes close today, listen to this. If your eyes close today and you leave behind ذرية ضعافا, vulnerable dependents. ذرية children, ضعافا weak, dependents, vulnerable. They're not adult, they're not رجال. What would be your hope from society and your expectation from siblings? You're lying on your hospital bed, the thing is just going down and down, and they're just waiting, and you know. وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْ بِالطَّبِيبِ كَيْ يُعَالِجَنِي وَلَمْ أَرَى الْيَوْمَ الطَّبِيبَ يَنْفَعُنِي سَيَخْرُجُ الرُّوحُ مِنِّي فِي تَغَرْغُرِهَا وَصَارَ رِيقِي مُرًّا حِينَ غَرْغَرَهَا واشتد نزعي وصار الموت يجذبني من كل عرق بلا رفق ولا هوني فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون والتفت الساق بالساق والتفت الساق بالساق. Verbatim translation, and the calf wraps up on the other calf. Either it happens literally to the dying person, وكناية عن الشدة عضوا عليها بالأنامل, right? كناية عن شدة الغيظ وإن لم يكن ثم عض والتفت الساق بالساق. Often you would find when a person is dying, then he pulls himself together. So the word verbatim, ساق is this, your calf, right? Your shin, that's your calf, your shin. So the shin wraps up onto the other shin. So you are in the throes of death, the Quran says, and you leave behind vulnerable dependents. What would you want? So I wish my brothers can rise above their differences. If the lift club can take over care of my kids, this one year, if my brother can put him in the business, and they got so much money, they can just look after my widow. Allahu Akbar, you know. Dying, I'll make dua for them. Allah says, that very hope that you have, if your eyes close, display that same for your brother whose eyes have closed. His eyes have closed.
وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ
هَذَا أَصْلٌ عَظِيمٌ مِنْ بَابِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. So the network of this ummah is together. I want every one of you, I can't be sitting here and talking for 1.5 hours and we achieve nothing. Then we were not on fast charge, my brother. Wallah, then we achieve nothing. We achieve nothing. I really have a tight schedule and I am flying out. But alhamdulillah, I ask Allah, because I don't know what will Allah accept from me and I don't know what will Allah accept from you. But we keep on trying and we just hope that inshallah, Allah accepts. But it cannot be that istighatha continues and we're still busy, caught up in our own bits. You simply cannot reconcile the two. So, min fawa'id al-nikah at-tanasur. The objective of marriage is to mutually help. Wat-tanasur innama yakunu bil-rijal. And that's the role of men. Listen, we're not going to get others involved. We don't need to get into politics. We need to help.
And when you work collectively to help, then multiple become one because the goal is one, the aim is one, the objective is one. وَهُوَ يَجْعَلُ الْمُتَعَدَّدْ كَالْوَاحِدْ فَلِهَذَا أُفْرِدَ الذُّكُورُ دُونَ الْإِنَاثِ. Hence the Quran said, وَبَنَاتِ عَمِّكْ. Allah didn't say, وَبَنَاتِ أَعْمَامِكْ. وَبَنَاتِ عَمِّكْ. وَبَنَاتِ عَمَّاتِكْ. وَبَنَاتِ خَالِ. Allah didn't say, أَخْوَال. So the men were referenced in a singular form. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the glory days of this ummah. We ask Allah to give us the ability to change it. We in our own circles can start the help now. Every time we go out on welfare missions, then before we go out on the ground, either distributing food, water, always I try to give the group some motivation, some pep talk to say, listen, we have a focus. We cannot help everyone, but everyone can help someone. And we try and keep that focus in mind to move on with that. My last plea, and it just comes to my mind now. For this ummah to be rescued from the crisis in which it is, everyone needs to consider his own pain as trivial and the pain of the next person as significant. To make a head start, you need to consider your own. Nabi Sallam's blessed finger is injured. There's nothing greater than Nabi alayhi salam's blessed hand or finger or any part of his body. Sahaba are more concerned of his finger than their lives. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, وَهَلْ أَنْتِ إِلَّا إِصْبَعٌ دَمِيتِ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَا لَقِيتِ وَهَلْ أَنْتِ إِلَّا إِصْبَعٌ دَمِيتِ. You are a finger and you're bleeding for the cause of Allah, and Allah will reward you. صَبْرُكَ فِي مُصِيبَتِكَ خَيْرٌ مِّن جَزْعِكَ وَجَزْعُكَ فِي مُصِيبَةِ أَخِيكَ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَبْرِكَ. It is better for you to be silent and patient in your own difficulty than to scream. And it is better for you to react on the pain of your brother than to be silent. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله على نيته وسره. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين، اللهم عجل بنصرك يا قوي يا عزيز، اللهم أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين، وأخرج أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من بينهم سالمين آمنين غانمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. يا مفهم سليمان فهمنا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. سبحانك لا فهم لنا إلا ما فهمتنا، إنك أنت الجواد الكريم. اللهم ما قصر عنه رأينا ولم تبلغه مسألتنا من خيري الدنيا والآخرة، فاجعل لنا منه أوفر الحظ والنصيب. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.